This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reached out to the chief ministers of Assam, Manipur, Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh, offering full support as the region battles severe floods and landslides caused by heavy monsoon rains. Mr. Shah spoke with the state leaders today, assuring that the central government will provide all necessary help. He said the Modi government stands like a rock in support of the people of the Northeast. Meanwhile, the rescue teams, including the NDRF, SDRF, fire services and local authorities are working around the clock to help those affected. With more rain expected, officials are on high alert and continuing efforts to reduce damage and deliver relief. Incessant rain has thrown normal life out of gear across Arunachal Pradesh. The Meteorological Center, Itanagar, has issued an orange alert for 9 districts across the state. The districts are West Kameng, Lower Subansiri, Pake Kesang, Anjao, Lohit, Namsai, Changlang, Tirap and Longding. The center has also issued a yellow alert for another 10 districts. These districts are likely to receive thunderstorms with lightning and heavy rainfall with gusty wind at isolated places over the next 24 hours. 9 people have lost their life in rain-related incidents in the state as of now. In East Siang District, waterlogging has obstructed ongoing construction of Murkong Lake Pasighat, BG Railway Track, 4-lane highway expansion works and destroyed vegetable gardens at Ruksin and Jambapani area. Meanwhile, Indian Air Force has rescued at least 14 individuals stranded in the middle of flooded Bomjir River in Lower Dibang Valley District on Sunday morning. The operation was undertaken by Mi-17 helicopter. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has condoled over the reported deaths of at least 9 persons, 7 including 2 pregnant women and 4 children in East Kameng District and 2 in Zero Valley in Lower Subansiri District due to landslides triggered by incessant monsoon rains across the state. In a statement yesterday, Khandu expressed grief on loss of innocent lives. He announced the ex gratia of 4 lakhs rupees each to the deceased and assured assistance through the respective district administrations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the new building of the Central Forensic Science Laboratory at a new town in Kolkata. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said the new CFSL laboratory in Kolkata will support a holistic approach to complex cases in eastern and northeastern India. Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday inaugurated the phase 1 of the sector-wise remodeling of government quarters, multi-storied residential blocks in Itanagar. Khandu, in a social media post, said the state government has initiated for the construction of modern, multi-storied residential blocks at A Sector, Rajbaban Road, Itanagar, to replace old and dilapidated quarters built in the 1980s. With a sanction cost of 20 crore rupees, this project will deliver 18 Type 2 and 18 Type 3 BHK flats, ensuring a better quality of life for the dedicated Group B and C employees. Deputy Chief Minister Chona May yesterday participated in the 300th birth anniversary celebration of Lok Mata Devi Ahilyabai Holkar in Itanagar. Speaking on the occasion, May described Ahilyabai Holkar as a timeless icon of justice, wisdom and compassionate governance. Meanwhile, May also spoke on skill development in the state. He said there is a need for a mindset shift from a dependence on government jobs to embracing entrepreneurship, tourism and private sector opportunities. He has called for collective preparedness to welcome the wealth and opportunities that lies ahead by building a skilled and empowered workforce. The 85th birth anniversary of state's notable writer and journalist late Luma Dai was observed on Sunday at Pasighat in East Siang District. With a floral tribute, the statue of late Luma Dai was unveiled by the President Assam Sahitya Sabha. The program was jointly organized by Assam Sahitya Sabha and Pasighat Sahitya Sabha. Meanwhile, the Luminous Luma Dai Literary Award 2025 was awarded to Assamese author Ramchandra Chutia. The 8th edition of Pan Himalayan Initiative, the Himalayan Cleanup 2025, was officially launched by social activist Jarjung Gamlin Ate today at IG Park in Itanagar. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.